This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're happy now to be talking once again with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thank you for having me.
Fantastic couple of years, fantastic a career, but the last couple of years have been very special, coming off a spectacular season last year. And here we are, preseason, getting ready to rock and roll here. Coach, maybe kind of an overview of the team that you have returning in terms of experience and maybe the blend of players that you have.
Sure, Rick. Yeah, we've been very fortunate the past 3 years to have great senior leadership and a kind of veteran-led teams. This team is going to be a little bit different. We have quite a few holes to plug from last year due to graduation. So you're going to see new names and playing really important roles for us, and it's going to take, I think, everybody a little bit of time to kind of settle in and for us to figure out the roles and who's going to play the critical minutes and where to plug guys in on special teams. So it's not necessarily the youngest team because we do have plenty of kids in the program that are juniors and seniors, but it's just going to be a new blend of players that don't have a lot of varsity experience. They're going to be kind of thrown into the fire.
Well, having said that, what have you gained from scrimmages so far? What do you see? What have you learned about your guys?
Yeah, we put a lot of value in the scrimmages preseason. It gives us a good opportunity to put guys in positions to see how they perform. We try to keep the scrimmages as realistic as possible. We played Saturday against Belmont, who had a very strong team. And then we played against Winchester on Sunday. Both games were 2:30 at Essex. So we played back-to-back days. And you see a lot in game action that maybe you don't see when you're running kids through drills and tryouts or practice scenarios. When you get into game situations, you really get a much better sense of who's capable of what. So that's exactly what happened this weekend. So based on that, today is our first day back. We took yesterday as a rest day. So today we'll have some kind of new line combinations and some special teams groups that'll be tweaked a bit. And we're just trying to work towards getting ready for the 17th.
What's the process, Christian, historically, when you have holes to plug, as you say? If you've got, an intact, say, junior line coming back as a senior line, that's easy. But if you have to mix and match, just tell me about the process.
Yeah, I mean, so this year we're mixing and matching. I have forwards that played together on JV as lines. I have varsity guys back that didn't necessarily play together last year, but were on the team together. So we're just trying to find the right chemistry amongst the four forward lines. And at this point, I can honestly say we're not sure what it is, and it's going to take us time to figure that out. Defensively, I have four defensemen back, so I have four new defensemen as well. So half the decor are new players to the program, and probably the area that we're most settled in and with the returnees is our goaltender position, where we have a senior, A.J. Farese, and we have a junior in Nathan Michaud, who were both critical parts of the team last year and kind of give us a little bit of security back there on the back end as we try to overcome some of the mistakes that we are going to make.
Well, it's kind of a tenet that you're supposed to be strong from the goaltender out, and it sounds like, as always, there's a good nucleus there. What do you expect the strength of your team to be, Christian, or is it too early to determine that?
Well, I mean, it's right. So that's what we're always working towards, is kind of playing the style and system that most suits our personnel. So this year, with so many new kids, I'm really learning. I'm learning who's capable of what. Now, we graduated such talented hockey players and great leaders that it's really not fair to the new guys to expect them a week and a half into the season to kind of step into those roles and fill them. So I understand there's going to be growing pains, and each day of practice, we learn a little bit more about the group, and I think by the time we get to January, we'll have a much better idea of who we are. But right now, we're still establishing our identity.
Well, you must have some guys who you expect to be leaders. They've shown it in the past. Could you tell me maybe about your captains?
Sure. Yeah, so we have the three captains this year. Senior Ryan DeLucia. Ryan is an excellent lacrosse player. He's committed to Georgetown for lacrosse. He'll be one of our senior forward captains. Another captain is Mason Luciano. Mason's from Salem. He was a pretty strong player for us as a junior, so very high expectations with him. And then on defense, J.R. Goldstein, a junior, was elected as a captain as a junior, which is relatively rare because in my time here, my 18 years, there have been very few junior captains. So kudos to him for that selection. But, you know, all three of them have a ton of work to do getting these guys ready.
Okay. I'm kind of chuckling because I'm looking at your schedule, and it is not for the weak of heart. You can't be weak-kneed to go through this kind of schedule. But when is your first opening game and where?
Yeah, that's really the problem, Rick, is the schedule is so difficult that you don't have room for error in these games. And if you're not ready to play and you don't really figure out what your team is, you're going to be in a hole early part of the season that you have to dig out of. So we're at LaSalle on the 17th. So that's a long road trip down to Rhode Island, and LaSalle is—they tend to be the top team in Rhode Island. And then the following Saturday we're away as well at Hingham. So our first two games, LaSalle and Hingham, are both on the road, both in hostile environments, and we're going to be going in with a really new group of kids that are going to be kind of shell shocked and tested right out of the gate.
Okay, so with another week to go, do you and your coaches get together now and just kind of scrutinize the team from day to day, really, and try to decide who goes where, who does what, and so on, and what looks good to you? I'm just trying to ask on how you evaluate. You still have a whole week to go, which seems like a long time, but it really isn't.
Oh, it isn't. And that evaluation is hour to hour. We spend much of the day going back and forth with suggestions and ideas and things we might want to try and focus on. So, I mean, it's a constant process that really never rests until the season's over. And we're always trying to get better. I can go back a year ago, and there were constant preparation a year ago when we were the number one team in the state, and we ended up winning the championship. But, you know, it didn't happen by accident. The kids put a ton of work in, and we're there to support them, and we're going to do the same thing this year. And you don't always get the same result, but that's you know, that's our goal.
All right, finally, Coach, early returns, do you get the idea that these kids are going to commit? They are certainly willing to work at it?
Yeah, you know what? Because we have a lot of competition in the program, and if you're not going to work, then someone else is going to step up and take your job. So my job's easy in that sense. Mm-hmm. I don't have to push kids because they push themselves, they push each other. And if they're not ready to play or not focused or disinterested, you find yourself not playing pretty quickly.
Yeah, they sort of cut themselves. I get that. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you. Great to talk to you again. And I look forward to talking to you many times this season, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. And look forward to next time.
All right, Coach. Good luck. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.